KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's The Treat. I'm Elvis Mitchell. The filmmaker Cal Mag's career has ranged from directing music videos such as Old Town Road to features such as the remakes of House Party and White Men Can't Jump. His perspective on an inspiration as uniquely Californian as he is.
Yo, yo, this is Calmatic, and this is The Treat.
Hit me! When the four corners of this cocoon collide, you'll slip through the cracks, hoping that you'll survive.
You know, one of my favorite albums of all time is Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar.
Pimp a Butterfly.
Him making that album at that point in his career was just like super inspirational for me because I felt like he decided to do exactly what he wanted to do. You know, it was him coming off his first album with a lot of success and everyone's expecting his second album to top that. But instead of doing the obvious thing of going pop and making bigger songs, he really tapped into the artists and the sounds and the creators that it felt like influenced him the most.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth sitting in my throne again.
I worked with Kendrick, and I think that's probably what adds to that, you know, love for that album. It's like, I know him, and I know where he was coming from. You know what I mean? And so for him to do that, it's like, yeah, like, we can do what we want to do. You know what I mean? And you're going to love it. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't, I don't care because I did it for me. And I think that's the point.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kuta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
you know what I mean? He brought in Terrace Martin, he brought in Thundercat, you know, he brought in George Clinton, all these like LA, you know, natives that kind of created this sound that we love called funk and G-funk. And he expressed that to the fullest at a time where he could have easily, you know, went the pop route.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Do you see yourself as somebody that's rich or somebody that made the best of their own opportunities?
I see myself as a natural born hustler, a true hustler in every sense of the word. I took nothing, I took
it's about, you know, bringing in that community of people that you know understand your story to help you tell your story. Not to mention the Tupac element at the end, right? It's just like a perfect album, a perfect body of work where, you know, you can just, like, if you know, you know. If you know those references, if you know the inspiration behind some of those themes, it just means so much more, man. And I aspire my films to feel the way that album sounds.
Now we make millions for us.
Mm. And through your different avenues of success, how would you say you manage to keep a level of sanity?
By my faith in God, by my faith in the game, and by my faith in all good things come to those that stay true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of the artists that I love, like people that are my favorite, like singers and songwriters, rappers, I think they're my favorite because they do what I think that I would do if I was a rapper. Like, I feel like if I was a rapper, I would have made Pimp a Butterfly. I would have called Terrace Martin. I would have called, you know, Robert Glasper and Layla Hathaway and Knowledge and been like, yo, let's make an album about L.A., about this. You know what I'm saying? And so I think, like, I could just relate to it on so many levels and, like nothing else. Like, no other piece of art that I really, you know, took in, like, hit me as hard as to Pimp a Butterfly. And I think it's safe to say, like, it's my favorite album of all time.
We gonna be all right.
Director Calmatic with Kendrick Lamar for The Treat. Past treats include Tony winner Leslie Odom Jr. on Pulitzer Prize winner Kendrick Lamar. It's a totally different point of view. Points of view just as original at kcrw.com/thetreat. The Treat is personal stories that give artists penetrating insights and new ground from which to create, be it film, music, literature, or personal stories, offered up as narratives for our inspiration. The show is produced and edited by Rebecca Mooney and mixed by Katie Gilchrist. Help we got from Laura Kondarajian and Sue Margulies. To better days, everyone. I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treatment.
We've been hurt, been down before. When I
proud was. KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.